Patrick Toddy!
Here you go, mister.
Thanks, mister.
Betty, this tastes like barbed wire.
It's a miracle, a chocolate holocaust.
Say, refreshments for the shunting.
And that's for you!
Toddy, mer. Toddy, mer.
You know what I'm really sick of, though? I'm sick of Ancestry.com sending me emails telling me they found 15 ancestors. How far back are these ancestors?
How did you get hooked in?
They keep finding 15 ancestors, and they email me all the time. Say, hey, Steve, we have found 15 of your lost ancestors. Mm-hmm. A few of them have been on the old...
Why are you getting emails from them?
The Mayflower.
You must have gone on there and signed up for the spam.
I did. It was years ago. I went on because I thought I was related to Matthew Broderick years ago.
What the fuck?
I thought I was.
God damn it, Steve.
I'm just trying to tell you. I thought I really was related to him at one point.
That should be a reason to cancel your internet subscription. Now you go searching for
so you got an internet. You went to Ancestry.com and tried to figure that out.
I did. I thought, you know, I saw Godzilla and I said, my goodness, I've got to be related to him somehow. So I went on Ancestry.com. Yeah. I signed up. I filled out everything. And now I get emails saying that, hey, Steve, we found 15 ancestors. One was on the Mayflower. Ronaldo Broderick. So right there. Come on. I am seriously related to
Matthew.
Do you
know that that's the first time anybody's been ever motivated to do anything because of Matthew Broderick?
That's true. And it turns out it's not really true. I'm not really related to Matthew Broderick. When I found that, I was horrified.
Because I'm kind of tenuously related to Sarah Jessica Parker, and I was going to hold your hand.
I see the resemblance, though. It's got to be in the hair. I will say that I am related to someone who was burned at the stake in Fox's Book of Martyrs. And that is true.
He must be really small.
He was a tiny guy.
What did your name change to get to Murphy? Was it something else? Like Murgy?
Bitch Tan.
No, it was not. It was Connery.
Oh, there you go.
I have an interesting descendant. Like,
Steve Muzzy?
I'm the only person in my bloodline who's a descendant of a fictional character.
What's the largest thing you've ever had in you?
That would be Hoyt Axton. Hoyt Axton has been in me. Hoyt Axton, this is prior to death, but post Gremlins.
Did you axed him nicely?
I asked him why did his heart have to massively explode.
Did he have a heart attack?
I think he had 16 in a row.
Poor guy.
Did Michael Jackson ever been in you?
Michael Jackson he is torquing through the atmosphere right now.
Today is the day that No Strings Attached.
Is it open?
Joined the audience in the theater.
So that opens this weekend. That's the Natalie Imbruglia Ashton Kutcher movie. And who else?
Kevin Klein.
Ludacris.
Ludacris. He doesn't go by that in the film.
Luda.
Yeah, Lude from Nightbreed.
What the devil is going on here? What are you talking about? You talking about the same film?
Yeah,
Ludacris and Mad Dog and Luda Mark.
What other movie
came
out this
talking
weekend?
About?
Doesn't matter. No Strings Attached came out. You know who directed it?
Alex Proyas.
Ivan Reitman.
That's right. It's his return after a while.
How's that working?
He has a cameo.
Yeah.
Ivan Reitman, it's a good thing he's rich. Because look at his banged up face.
Is he bad?
He looks like you have to feed him a salt lick in the morning.
He produced Jason Reitman.
He made Sex to Have Him.
And Jason Reitman is kind of, he's kind of doing better than his father at this point, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. His father, I think the film he did previous to this was even worse. It eludes me what it was. It was a terror dome, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Was it Knowing?
It's not Knowing. It's not next.
So Natalie Portman scromps Ashton Kutcher throughout the film.
Yeah, she has sex with Ashton Kutcher, and the premise of the movie is that she, this utterly hot, incredible, I guess, woman, is she just wants to have sex with Ashton Kutcher with no strings attached, right?
Yeah,
and he gets sad about it.
Because in her previous boyfriend was a marionette, and it didn't go well.
And Kutcher can't handle that. He's sad about it.
He's not thrilled because he wants more from Natalie
right,
Portman.
Right, of course.
But the thing is, Natalie Portman is playing an asshole, sort of. Mm-hmm. She's a cold, cold woman. Doesn't want any connections.
That's a front, though. It's because at the end of the movie, obviously, they make a connection.
There's a scene where it's her back, too.
But for real, though, at the end, I'm sure they end up together, right?
Yes.
She was wrong all along to just want sex.
She realizes...
And Kutcher was right.
You won't believe this, but in this romantic comedy, she reaches an epiphany
right.
when they're separated and they race to each other. Mm-hmm. They drop everything. Their friend's like, hey, what are you doing? Go get them. Go to him. And they kick ass across the countryside to each other.
Mm.
And everybody learns a little bit. There's a little bit of learning.
Like, don't go see the film.
That's something I learned after.
Sounds like a complete nightmare of a film.
You know what's great?
What is wrong with... How much did you pay for this thing?
I'm a professional, so I don't have to pay.
So you're a fool. How much did you pay for this thing?
There
you
go.
Well, you're a smart guy then. I didn't pay for it either, because I'm a super smart gentleman.
But guess what? If his wife says she wants to see it...
I'm still not seeing it.
The hell.
I might see it, but not really.
She might have a birthday.
It's a romantic comedy, though. I mean, it's got the kind of crazy premise, but they always end up together.
You know who's in it, though? The Indian girl from The Office.
Mindy Kaling.
She's dog shit.
That's really a draw to see this film.
And she lives... Natalie Portman lives with Mindy Kaling... Some blonde woman who has a happy feel good story.
Greta Gerwig.
No.
Yeah, she's the blonde in that.
No.
Greta Gerwig. Yeah.
The girl from Big Love.
No, that's close.
I'm thinking of the earwig. And then a gay guy that looks like the cave troll from Lord of the Rings.
Ashton Kutcher.
No, a different. This guy, he's a big bald discombobulated gayford.
But your main drawing point is the Indian girl from The Office. So let me see here. The producer said, let's get one of the most annoying characters from the American version of The Office, which is a piece of crap to start with.
Okay.
Let's get one of the most annoying characters ever and put her in a romantic comedy. We are striking gold. Box office gold here.
She's uncomfortable to watch.
She's uncomfortable watching anything. Real life? Yes. The Office? Certainly.
She probably should have...
The good thing is at least you guys aren't exaggerating.
She probably should have gone on some sort of a workout regimen.
She really isn't that horrible, and she's barely on that show, and she's a writer of that show.
She's a bad actress. She's a terrible writer. She's
not a terrible writer, I'd say that. Maybe she's not the best performer, but she's not a bad writer, I don't think.
She's a terrible writer. I read her stuff. It's pretty horrible.
She has a killer yogurt.
It's immature. It's
funny. Why do you single her out of this movie? Because she can barely be in that movie. She can. I mean, because the two
people she's in it a lot.
They're Portman and Kutcher. Why aren't you firing missiles?
And dig this. She's dick hungry. She's not playing dick hungry.
It's not her fault. She didn't write the movie, right?
She's a coxman. She really wants it.
Is he in the film?
No.
But that's not her fault. I mean, that's just a character she's playing because somebody else wrote it. So.
You think that maybe Mindy Kaling would have considered, like, I don't know, toning up, starting to look a little attractive at times? Because she looks like she went off the set of The Office, went to Dunkin' Donuts for about 6 weeks, and then went on the set of No Strings.
Let me get one. So Mindy Kaling's fat?
No, hold on.
There's no way.
She's misshapen.
She's plumper than you would ever have expected.
Let me say this, though. I don't care about how she looks. I mean, she looks fine and all. I have no problem with her at all. She's a beautiful woman. She's a shitty actress. She's a crappy writer. And she's a worse performer. She's a horrible human being.
Why is
she a tech support?
Why do you, like, focus so hard on, like, somebody like that? I mean, why not focus on Kutcher or, like...
Kutcher's good. And that hurts me so much to say.
That is so hard.
Kutcher is actually pretty good in the movie. He's likable. He's, like, the most centered guy in the show.
He's horrible. He's vapid. He's terrible. Egocentric. He's a waste of space. I hated him. Hated him in the film. That's true.
But I liked him in that 70s show.
He was really bad in that show.
Pretty good.
He was really horrible.
You watched that show.
I like that show.
I've seen it too, actually.
It's disgusting.
Plays Kelso on that show.
I only saw it for Kurtwood Smith because he was in Star Trek 6.
The thing is, that makes me hate Kurtwood Smith.
See,
he kills no one on the show.
That's true.
He doesn't go to any...
And he does not help Kirk get away from the Klingons.
So basically, let me ask you straight. This is a movie where you've criticized every woman in the film but Portman, and then you save your praise for Kutcher.
I'm not praising him, because the whole movie...
You did.
The movie is a barrel of pussy.
Don't say something nice about a woman in the film. Let's try that.
Natalie Portman is adorable.
Not good enough.
She's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be Greta Gerwig. Really?
It is. It's great. She's in
it. No, Greta Gerwig is the TV producer girl, I think.
She's in it, though. I don't know what character.
Do you know, Ryan, who that is?
She was in...
what does she look like?
She's...
Broke the fourth wall.
Well, she's blonde. But she's in a lot of independent movies that you guys...
There's one girl who's kind of like playing like a...
She was in House of the Devil, which you saw.
I don't remember. I think Greta Gerwig is the blonde then, yeah. The girl who plays... There's this other girl who I feel so bad for this character. Because she plays like this like nerdy TV... like. Associate producer or whatever, who has a massive crush on Kutcher, and she really kind of does everything she can for him, And right when they're about to consummate the relationship, he leaves her for Ashton, for Natalie Portman.
So you cared for her character?
Not really.
A little bit.
Because she was a little too nerdy, and they way overplayed it. They way overplayed
it. And to make it.
But I tell you what, her nipples are amazing. I don't know if you saw
it. Yeah, they had cameo appearance.
Okay. So is there nudity in this film? Is it rated R?
No.
It's got to be rated R.
There's a lot of... No, it's rated R for language and sexual situations, and because Ashton Kutcher ejaculates all over her face like four or five times. But other than that, it's completely kid-friendly. Actually, her face is kid-friendly.
Does that explain why your dog's sleeping on the couch?
It explains everything.
It's true.
You guys are harsh. You guys are harsh on
it. No, you guys, don't be throwing me in on this guy. This guy, first of all, this guy's a complete and utter prick. Do you know this?
I could argue.
You've known him for...
You criticized Mindy Kaling.
You've known him for 15 years. I have criticized her on artistic and artistic reasons alone. She's a whore. She's a bad... She's just a bad writer and a bad performer. She's beautiful.
Are we still talking about Mindy Kaling?
Yes.
What stuff that she wrote though, you like?
The Office. God, I hate her in that.
What else?
There was an episode in season 4 of The Office. Holy crap.
Yeah, which one?
It's the bad one.
Yeah,
she's really bad
in. It's where she gets a giant yeast infection up and down her back.
I couldn't believe that they
Kaling.
Did that.
I like her name though. I like that.
Kaling. I like Spiling.
Oh, a neat name. Kaling. Sounds like a good first name.
But first of all, do not throw me
Kaling
in on this
Murphy.
Guy.
You're having a daughter, right?
Kaling
like
Murphy?
A woman's, like a kind of a young girl's name. Kaling? Kaling Murphy?
Don't let me in with this guy, though. That's all I say.
Kaling Mindy just Murphy?
Okay, so that's No Strings Attached. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
You have to be high to like it. Kevin Kline.
Like, yeah, he's like kind of a cameo.
You might not have seen a lot of Kevin Kline movies.
This is probably true.
Kevin Kline, all of what makes Kevin Kline is gone.
Okay.
In this movie. It's just, he's playing like
he's an actor.
He's playing like a, yeah, well, but he's great.
That's he probably think it's a compliment. All of what makes Kevin Kline is gone in this movie, meaning I've lost myself in this role. Thank you for the compliment, Nick Nunziata. That is my acting genius at work. My name's Kevin Kline.
Actually,
you probably didn't recognize
me.
I am in that movie.
Phoebe needed a new car. That's why this movie happened.
Oh, he only works for money lately, it seems.
In my defense, Damon liked him too, but.
That's not a defense. It's Kevin Kline is too good to be playing like this guru. There's no like he plays Ashton Kutcher's dad, okay? Mm-hmm. And Ashton Kutcher breaks up with his girlfriend, or she breaks up with him, and then she hooks up with his dad, Kevin Kline. Mm-hmm. And he's an actor who is like on some sitcom or whatever.
Right.
And the basic his entire character is that he sleeps with Ashton Kutcher's girlfriends, mm-hmm. and that he's into like new agey. Shit. There's nothing else. There's a scene where he's in the hospital because he overdosed,
mm-hmm.
which is another cool thing.
On
a purple drink, okay? Not blue milk.
It's not blue milk.
And then this is their big father and son moment, and Kline is just, there's nothing.
Dead Alive!
What do you think?
I still love it.
It's Peter Jackson?
Still love it with a passion.
Did it post Lord of the Rings? Am I wrong?
He did this right after the movie he's doing now. This and The Lovely Bones.
It's a perfect double feature.
Perfect double feature.
Right, yeah, great.
If you haven't seen Dead Alive, or if you want to be a film nerd and call it Brain Dead because you're too good to call it by the American release title, you really need to. You need to make sure you find the unrated version because the R-rated version is Shawnee Smith's pussy.
They could not call it Brain Dead because...
Pullman.
And...
Bill Paxton.
We're in a movie together called Brandon. Yeah.
Stretch Face covers. Catherine Hellman.
Does everybody like the fantastic Ray Harryhausen?
Oh, wow. The whole box set here, eh? So what's on here?
Is Jason the Argonauts in there? Is it?
I don't know. They have the movies listed. I guess we could open it up.
No, it has the movies on the spine, sir. Right there.
Oh, okay. H.G. Wells' First Men on the Moon. Haven't seen it. 20
Great.
Million Miles to Earth. No, I haven't seen it. Earth
Great.
Versus the Flying Saucers.
Brilliant.
I haven't heard of it. Jules Verne's...
Earth Wins.
Mysterious Island?
Yes. The Island Wins.
It Came from Beneath the Sea.
Came Wins.
Haven't seen it. And then Next of Kin. I've seen that. The Manitou. I've only seen a little bit. I've never seen it all the way through.
The whole thing's cropped off.
Now, I didn't know, but it was a TV movie, right? Not a theatrical movie.
It was too good for theaters.
And there's like a laser show at the end.
Yeah.
And then
Willie Nelson rides off the mountain.
So you know a lot about this. This is kind of one of your favorites.
It's better than you.
Evil does not die, it waits to be reborn. Is that true?
Yeah, you know the plot though.
Mm-hmm. The neck, yeah. Manitou and the
old Manitou and the neck trick.
And he's a shaman?
He's an Indian medicine man.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you like it?
I've never seen it. I like it.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Can I fuck a vampire bat in front of you? All right.
Picture, if you will, an idyllic field with Steve and Matthew Broderick on a separate four-wheelers, mudding.
It's so good.
And it's actually pretty cool, though. I like that.
Can you imagine about riding four-wheelers with Matthew Broderick?
Very exhilarating.
What about tandem four-wheelers, like an eight-wheeler?
Or what if Matthew Broderick's facing one way, Steve's facing the other on the same bike, and they're kicking ass up and down
there
the
hill? There wouldn't be any other way to imagine it.
Whose ass would be kicking?
The only way it would be better is if they didn't realize they're at the edge of a cliff, and then goodbye. No more.
Namor?
And then the last thing is all this work of yours, and Matthew Broderick uses you to brace his fall. End. Steve's done. Matthew continues. And Ancestry.com is to blame. Well, who would you be thrilled to discover you're related to?
Oh, who would I be thrilled?
Like the guy that invented saltwater taffy, maybe?
Peebo Bryson?
Taffy Johnson?
Peebo Bryson would be nice.
Peebo Bryson?
Taffy Johnson? Was it Taffy Johnson? What are you talking about?
Peebo Bryson, see, the problem is that he's so tired of people approaching him like, I think I'm related to you.
Did you invent saltwater taffy? That's what people are. He's sick of people asking him that. That's what
you
it is.
You should go up to Peebo and ask him all sorts of Jeffrey Osborne trivia.
What about Taylor Degron?
I don't think so.
He was on. I went the other day to did a search to see if Taylor Degron was on Twitter. And he is.
You and Taylor Degron.
But he stopped posting in March, so I'm worried that maybe he. Sad.
Do you remember what the big gimmick in his stand-up comedy was? Children of the Corn.
Is it?
He would throw Children of the Corn references.
Well, that's great. Is it funny?
No.
He was
worse.
He was in Last Boy Scout. Was he the guy that got dropped into the helicopter blades?
He gets taken away.
It's amazing, man.
You know, I think I'm related to Gregory Peck, though.
Really?
Based on Ancestry.com. Yeah. They sent me an email saying I was related to him.
What?
Based on boys from Brazil.
Because Hitler?
Well, he plays like Mangles.
You're a big Hitler fan?
I'm not at all. No, I am not at all a big Hitler fan. I just happen to own all his books. I have all his films.
What about Taylor Negron?
Tales of a Fourth Reich Nothing.
That's right. Taylor I got Negron. That one, too.
He's in Fast.
No, it's true that I am actually related to Greg Peck. Yep. That's what we call
he's
him.
He's dead as fuck.
He's still around in our hearts right here. Maybe he's not out there. Maybe he's in here.
He's one with the Force?
No.
Really fucking badass.
What about this film right here to hear your good friend Bram Stoker bore you?
Dracul. This movie I've had a love and hate relationship with. The Blu-ray was $8. Eight Dracula dollars. It's got good moments, it's got bad moments, it's got some very bad performances. But somehow I still love this movie.
It's got Winona moments.
Winona's a nightmare in this movie.
Speaking of Dracula dollars.
Yes.
You know what the currency is in the Star Wars films.
Daktari credits?
Republic Draculas?
Which film is this?
Best movie critic ever.
Attack of the Clone.
We should edit this to make him look like the most homophobic motherfucker.
No, that'd be good, yeah.
How do you feel about gay marriage?
It's bad. I've seen maybe 150, maybe. It's a trap.
Did you see that episode?
I hate it. I really hate it. All of them. I think it's a travesty.
See what you got. You a big Phil Collins fan.
The thing
who isn't these days? What about his a great concert DVD?
From the director of Microcosmos, Genesis. Which,
it's a great Phil Collins DVD.
The scene where Patrick Bateman puts this into the DVD player and then murders a yuppie while frogs happen. One of my favorites.
Very, very good film. There's another great.
Riccio, the story of Ricky, which is an amazing film.
Have you seen it?
I have. I've seen a man punch through another man's fist. I've seen a man escape.
And then you
oddly angled wrought iron bars.
And then you rented that film afterwards.
And I've watched him punch his way out of a prison that he could have done at any time, but he chose not to save the day. It's been a long time. I haven't seen this in like 5 or 6 years.
Do you recommend it to everybody on Earth?
I do. But I haven't seen this in like 5 or 6 years, which means I was 3 or 4.
It's great, and I think people in middle America that are over the age of 60 should be forced to watch it.
Yes. They should play, instead of this fucking, that, you know, Christmas movie that they play. There's not a child in the room. Instead of the Christmas story that they play 24 hours, they should play Ricky O on Christmas.
Yes. Well, Ricky O, translated from Korean, is Santa Claus.
I just kicked an onion right into outer space.
You guys say that Revenge of the Sith is the worst.
Yep. No, I said that.
What did you say?
They're all pretty bad, but I like the second one's probably my favorite out of the three prequels. And you
that's,
hate that one.
That's dumb.
You hate one of that one the most.
That is a dog shit opinion. Your
Those
opinion
are
is
pretty
wrong.
Bad. Wait, I mean, how could you...
Your own mind is deceiving you.
I had to say that your opinion is very wrong, and I love you so much. I do. Especially with your hair, your new hair. I want to say this here. I think you are a brilliant person, but you're an idiot.
That's fine.
Because if you think episode 2 is better...
Then?
Well, if we're talking prequels, and it's basically the lesser of three evils, right?
What's your favorite prequel?
That doesn't...
Just tell me.
Well, there's no such thing as a favorite prequel.
Please tell me, because you have to have a favorite if you're already criticizing me for having
the one I can watch the least. I'm sorry, the one I can watch the most
the first
without
one, right?
getting so annoyed is the first.
See, that's the one that disappointed me the most. I probably hate that one.
I agree
most.
With you. It did disappoint.
So there you go. That's my explanation.
I'm so glad that we're having this conversation 10 years later.
10?
Oh, it's like 12 years now, isn't it?
It's a long time.
It's 12 years later. 99. So this is now the year 2043. We're still having this conversation. Our grandkids hate us.
I mean, that movie, the first
they're,
one.
They're
I
all very bad.
So
but
bad.
In they're retrospect, the first one is the most watchable.
Yes, it is. And that's a horrible thing.
Because of Liam Neeson, obviously.
That's a horrible thing to say.
His performance is the only one in the entire trilogy there that's worth a damn.
But even then, his character is so.
His character's a,
shit.
His character is a pile of dried up assholes, but he's fine. He delivers it well. Plus, we get to see Shmi Skywalker.
It's half conceived. That's the thing that Lucas gave up on the character. I know. He did.
She gets railroaded in the second film.
Good. DC was terrible.
The Tusken Raiders, they cut it out, but they fucked the daylights out of her.
Is that what they did?
They took her to task.
Shmi. Is it really?
Yeah.
And Shmi?
Name is Shmi Skywalker.
Yeah.
That should have been the first clue that he's not so hot. Luke's dumb. His mom's name is Shmi.
His grandmother.
No, his mom.
You said Luke. Luke. So now I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Isn't it Shmi like the in Captain Hook, the Peter Pan Shmi?
That's right. Shmi.
Shmi.
Shmi is that little globular character.
Shmoo, that's Shmoo.
Shit Bond.
Captain Literary over here.
I don't know.
You've read the book. How many times have you read Peter Pan? Second star to the right and straight on until morning.
Why do you know that reference?
From Peter Pan the book.
Which Star Trek movie do you know that from?
Maybe 6. But that's irrelevant. I read Peter Pan at least twice. And maybe none. But
Peter Pan's a dumb character.
No.
Dumb.
It's Petrovic. It's actually a Russian book. It's Petrovic Pan.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. J.M. Barrie is a Russian now.
Might be.
Do you know that J.M. Barrie... did you see Finding Neverland?
I saw it. I
love
it.
The big kind of reveal in that movie was that his first name is Jumping Marines. Jumping Marines Barrie. It's kind of weird.
Who knew?
No wonder he went by J.M. on the book.
That's right.
Fucking
who knew?
Jumping Marines invented Peter Pan. That's why he's green.
It's Petrovic.
Shint.
Petrovic Pan. By Jumping Marines. That's the cat that says
I'd watch the second one, and then the third one, and then the first one. The first one would be my least favorite out of those three.
Wow.
Has Peter Pan ever been portrayed on screen in any way that's interesting?
I don't think he's talking about Peter Pan.
No, I know he's talking about the prequels, but I'm going back to Peter Pan.
Jumping Marines. Now, what are you talking about now?
Peter Pan is a dumb character.
It's dumb now.
He's dumb to look at. He's a dumb little elf.
At the turn
and Tinkerbell's a fucking asshole.
At the turn of the century, though, it was pretty... It was...
Yeah, but they didn't even know what rocks were back then. They're fucking stupid.
It's just turn of the last...
Sandy Duncan, Sandy Duncan played Peter Pan?
That really ruined
and
Peter Pan.
And she lost her shadow at one point? Is that what happened?
She lost her shadow.
Or was that her eye? I couldn't...
Sandy Duncan? Sandy Duncan was a blonde-headed bitch.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Just say epic.
What's next?
What do you got, Just?
I got a movie from last year that you guys really like, and I thought was pretty good, which is...
The Town. This is great. Stars Paul Newman. It's a great stage show.
No.
He's
dead as dudes.
He's not alive anymore. Neither is his car, I noticed. Throw him at my face. That was a fucking Blu-ray you just threw on the ground.
Sorry.
Oh, great. Antichrist, of all things.
What do you think?
$39 just thrown on the ground.
Now, is it a double disc in there? They
have
a
lot. Just one.
A single disc.
There's only room on this disc for the movie, the booklet, and the horrible jaw of the girl in this movie. What's her front? Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Are there any deleted scenes of more items being cut off?
I don't think so, but...
Why?
This is an interesting movie. It's fucked. And she has got the ugliest mouth I've ever seen. And that includes Roger Ebert.
You are like you're very critical of the lady's looks.
Fuck her looks.
What about William Dafoe? How did he make out in that?
He's great. He's got a great mouth.
Did he make out in that?
He made out and his dick was treated to wood.
Justin, you're excited about Hereafter, I hear.
After. Yeah, I like to see it. When's it coming out?
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's about to hit home video hard.
Clint Eastwood is directing Beyonce in a movie.
Yeah, The Star is Born. Stupid idea. Movie's been remade twice already.
Yeah, but it hasn't had Clint's fingers on it yet.
I like his vision for it. Beyonce, I mean, it's a mixture of Star is Born and Basket Case. So it's like Beyonce plays this beautiful singer, songstress, songbird, who finds a basket.
Say that again.
On her doorstep.
Singer, songstress, what?
A singer, songstress, songbird, or some shit.
Well said.
She finds a basket on her front doorstep, and there's a mutation in it.
Now, is the mutation named Basket Case?
No.
What's his name?
His name in the movie is Belial.
Belial, right?
But in this, his name is 16Z, because he's a hip-hop Belial.
But who would play him? Did they cast him yet?
It's going to be done like the Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's going to be a mixture of computer animation and assorted spices thrown at the screen.
Do you know who they cast?
Yeah, they're getting Lil Wayne to voice him.
Okay.
And they're getting Big Wayne to play him.
Randy Wayne?
No, Wayne. Yes.
Randy Wayne
from Grizzly Park.
Randy Wayne from Frat Party in Grizzly Park.
He's actually undergoing blackening for this part.
Now you like Randy Wayne from Grizzly Park. I'll
tell you what, he's got a hell of an arm. We play baseball.
You like that guy.
He's got a cannon. He's a great young man.
How's his career doing?
Well, he doesn't drop change at random.
Where's my ring?
How are his wainscotings?
How's his career going?
Yeah, how's it working?
He's good. He's all right.
You get in touch with him? Stay in touch with him? You liked him.
I did.
But what does that really
mean? But then again, does he have any real... Okay, think about if you're Randy Wayne. I'm the guy that was a producer on Grizzly Park.
He's a blonde man, right?
Would you seek me out?
Nope. Look at us. We're here. We like
you. So you don't really stay in touch with him?
No.
Like, I couldn't get his email from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can get the shit out of his email.
Could you?
Want me to hook you two up?
Can we talk about Dukes of Hazzard's prequel?
Absolutely.
Really?
That would be great if Eastwood did choose to do A Star is Belial, and he got Randy Wayne to play a little burnt-up Belial. And Beyonce sings.
So no makeup required?
Just a bit. They have to trim some of his appendages back. They have to scale back his limbs. But otherwise, done. And then Beyonce can sing tender songs into the basket, which is slay.
You know,
that monster is pretty cool on the wing. Do you like the monster design? He was kind of neat.
That's really not a good film. It's only good for watching Vic Morrow take the serious loss, which is not even in the film, which is... would have made the film a little bit better.
Yeah. Justin, what you got?
Steven, have you seen this?
I've probably seen it four times. Top secret. I have seen this about like 40 times.
Now, look at the names above the title. Read.
It stars Val Kilmer.
And?
I don't think... What?
The amazing...
Lucy Goodrich.
Yeah, she's got breasts.
How is she the co-star in it?
She's above the title in that.
That is crazy.
Also the star of Wolfen. No?
No.
Okay.
Top Secret, of course. I'm here to tell you this is pretty good.
It's
not at all a bad film. It's a pretty great film, actually. One of the last great Jim Abrams films. Like, truly great Jim Abrams.
It is a great movie.
Yeah, it's good. Didn't he do,
He did Lost. He was behind Lost, right? Same guy? No? Grizzly Park! I did actually seen this. I haven't seen any Ray Harryhausen, but I've watched this.
Tom Skull's best work.
I saw this guy show up in a movie who you said was a nice guy.
The blonde or the other dude?
He's in a movie called Frat Party, I think.
Which guy?
The blonde guy, Randy Wayne.
Randy Wayne? He was also in the Dumb and Dumber prequel.
Yeah.
No, wait, was it Dumb and Dumber? No, it was the Dukes of Hazzard prequel.
This is a movie that you're closely affiliated with, Nick.
Not too closely.
Has your name on it, co-producer.
Not too closely.
Nick Nunziata. You also did some of the bear puppet handling in this. Directed by Tom Skull.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen it.
They ever reveal that mystery who that was? Because that was kind of the secret.
You didn't catch on Chiller the other day, then.
It was on Chiller?
Yes.
Grizzly Park. What do you think? After all this time, what do you think?
It's not as good as Grizzly Neutral.
And you had fun Grizzly making Idol. This. You kind of had fun.
Fun making.
Uh-huh. And you like the main guy, Glenn Morshower, who just keeps showing up in all this stuff all the time.
Very clean individual.
It's going to be a bear. The tagline, which is great. I like that tagline, but Nick had a better one.
Bear will shit you in the woods.
A bear will shit you in the woods, which is the only tagline they should have gone with, I think.
Justin, while we've got you.
You helped make a nightmare. That's what happened.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Have you ever shaken hands with a bat's bloody wing? Well, now's your chance, Frogger!
I would like to get his email, actually, Randy Lynn. Mm-hmm.
Is this Randy Wynn from the Giants?
Think about when you're on set with him at Grizzly Park, right? When you were hanging out with him, did you say, this guy, you know, Justin probably like this guy, or he like Justin, or...
No, actually, I was like, you know, it's funny, he's like, do you have any friends who recently shaved their head? Do you have any friends who are trying out for the gay marines?
The douche Olympics.
I can't believe it.
My mistake.
So,
going to great clips.
Hereafter, which is already come and gone, which is perfect time for us to talk about it. Big podcast, a lot of podcasts devoted time.
Well, I didn't see it. I'd like to see it. It has a lot of water in it and suicide, right?
Not enough.
Things that make you want to go see the film.
Yeah.
There is death, and there is water. The tsunami kicks Indonesia's asshole.
Again.
It's actually the most effects-heavy Clint Eastwood film ever.
That's what I thought was interesting.
Since the Ape movies.
Well, how historical is it?
Historical?
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
Really?
People get drowned away.
Who's in it?
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon, Bryce Dallas Howard.
I like Bryce Dallas Howard.
Mindy Kaling.
I do like her.
No.
You don't like her?
I do like her.
There's,
it's kind of weird to point her out, though, in the cast.
But I always think she's a great actress.
I don't remember the lady. The lady from High Tension. The French girl. She's awesome in this.
She's in that.
She's beautiful. She's really good.
Which one?
I forgot her fucking French name. No, but Cecile did.
Who is she playing High Tension? The killer?
The one who cuts her hair short.
The killer?
Yeah.
I don't know this.
Well, the killer is in her mind.
She's
fucked.
I didn't mean to ruin that.
Yeah, I didn't realize. She's a little bit older. Like,
spoiler.
I think she's in her mid to late 40s.
No, Clint's older than that. Oh, her.
Clint's older than time. The lady. But she's really good. She's kind of the lead of the movie. It's really good. Matt Damon's great. There's somebody else in it too, but it's sappy at times. It's got a, you know, it's a message movie, but it's very well done. It certainly didn't deserve to get ignored.
Yeah, no, it deserves to be ignored. It sounds boring as that sounds boring as the devil.
As deadly rocks.
It's true. It should.
No, the movie starts off right. This is about people get their ass wiped.
Is this when we wake up because it's so boring?
She gets hit in the face with a tsunami.
Right.
And she watches people get shattered away.
It's pretty dull to start with.
She tries to save a girl, and the girl is sent
into
the deep times.
Probably because of her interactions. That girl would never have died had she not shown up and gotten in the way.
She tried to buy a trinket from her corner market, and then the tsunami kicked them away.
It was a holy relic. Look what she gets for that.
They're all gone.
She defiles.
So she has a flirt. She flirts with death.
Hmm.
She kind of winks at him, gives him her number.
No, that was Clint. Clint was directing her. Are you talking about behind-the-scenes footage? Or?
Are you saying he's old?
He's only 80.
That's because he ejaculates dust pellets. But
do you know if Randy Wayne has seen this movie?
I would hope. If so, we are the two. But he
couldn't move my end.
Damon plays this guy, and his brother is Jay Moore. Can you imagine those two guys playing brothers?
How is Jay Moore in this?
His hair is fucked. He's got like this bizarre hair that's Jay Moore like.
Of course, but how is like?
He's fine.
He's a little bit like.
You know who else is in it? Richard Kind.
Oh, you hate him.
I hate him. He's good in this.
But how about Jay Moore? Is he good in it?
No.
He has to be. Is he funny in it, or is he like?
No, he's dead
serious. Jay Moore.
Yeah, serious Moore. He put on a serious shit. And Damon's great. And
Clint's always. Clint's I like to cast some unknowns in my film. Jay Moore.
And there, I forgot who it is, but somebody great plays a cooking teacher in the movie. He teaches cooking class. I forgot who it was, but it's somebody like a good character actor. It's not Fred Ward, but it's somebody who has Fred Ward tendencies.
Would you like Fred Ward to be your chef?
I would eat everything Fred Ward offered.
Here's some fried alligator. Enjoy.
I'll taste it from Fred.
Of course you would.
Fred offers, I take.
Oh, not Criterion.
Great movie. Splinter.
It's about Prefontaine Sprinter?
No, this is about Terry Fox, the one-legged Splinter. This movie is great.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Toby Wilkins, dude that directed this movie, is going to be something. Although the movie he followed this up with, I think, is a baby.
He did another movie after
that? I think he did another movie that was a baby's pussy, and then he did that. But this was the movie. This stars the good old Shea Whigham from Boardwalk Empire and a lot of other movies where he's ugly as hell.
And he also stars a kid that's in the USA Today show. Thank you.
Do you know who's in this? Rachel Kerbs.
Yeah?
Splinter is a great little movie.
It is fun.
If you like horror flicks and you like little strangers, this is great. A lot of people compared it to what? The Thing?
Sort of, yeah.
But it's not.
It's got the monster's kind of a weird fungus.
The monster has little spikes. It's like a sea urchin's penis clasper, sort of.
No, that was Antichrist you're talking about. Well, I know that you're a scholar. You went to college for film, right?
I did.
You know a lot about film.
I wouldn't say that at all.
You know, like classic film, probably like a refined taste. Like, what was your favorite movie from last year?
My favorite movie from last year? My favorite movie was Scott Pilgrim. Black Swan was also
up there, neck and neck.
Enter the Void was great. Loved it.
So since you're kind of the refined palate, I'm going to give you something that maybe you would. Las Vegas Season 3, NBC's hit show.
Are you excited about The Green Hornet?
No. What?
Justin and I saw the shit out of it.
You're a bunch of fools.
We did see it. We paid $15 each to see it.
Yep.
I trekked down a snowstorm to see it.
Ooh. We paid.
It's a bunch of idiots in this room.
We liked it. I think we all liked it.
Really? Don't be including me on this one.
When I say we all, I mean the people that actually see movies.
Oh, yeah. I see films too, but
I
see them.
It was a tad expensive, I'd say. $15?
On a scale of 1 to 10, is that what, a 6.5, 7?
Yeah, I'd give it 7 or so. I enjoyed it.
You know who's in it?
I don't care if you give it a 42. I'm not going to go pay to see that film.
Jackie Robinson?
Really?
You know who's
I
in
don't
it?
Think he's in it.
You know who's in it?
Who?
Christoph Waltz.
Yes,
is he in it?
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
He's the villain.
I thought he died in the old collapse of the mountain back in the day. Remember that when the...
Just let him keep going.
I guess you had to be there. And let me keep going?
Yeah, I want to hear where this goes.
The collapse of the mountain? Is that slang?
It's not slang. There was a mountain that fell off in Sweden.
What the hell was he doing?
A mountain fell off.
It fell away. I'm telling you, Christoph was down there in Sweden. Not really down there.
He's a German
over there
man,
and in the middle.
He's a German man.
Right? Yeah, but he was in Sweden. He was vacationing.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for the Eiger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Eiger
sanctuary? Really there. He was kind of in Switzerland, but you know, you get a point. It's kind of Sweden, but not really. Anyway, how's the film?
Fantastic.
Well, I can't wait to see
Christoph
it.
Christoph Waltz.
Yep.
We got Seth Rogen. Jay Shaw.
Such a great selling point.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, my goodness.
Edward Amazing. Furlong.
Furlong is in it for 11 seconds.
Just on this podcast.
You know what I was about Edward Furlong, though, is you have to admit, he looks rough.
Oh, he's
actually gotten to be kind of a better actor.
A better actor, but he's...
Because he was awful.
He's troublesome to look at.
Yeah, but he's actually kind of... I recently saw the man also in Night of the Demons remake. I don't know if you guys had seen
that.
Available on Netflix Instant.
You know who he's
also in
to?
It.
You don't know?
Diane Arbus?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It'd be so good.
See, that changes everything. I wish he was.
No, who is he related to?
The beast with the hair growth.
Diane Arbus?
Furlong.
I get it. I mean, but I thought maybe you were really specifying.
Just beast any with the beast hair with growth. Yeah, all of them.
Of course he's related to that guy.
He's also related to...
I'm so ashamed.
Did you see Pecker?
Yes, twice.
No, not how many Peckers have you seen?
No, I saw it.
That was Edward Furlong's,
yeah, his coming out party.
Let's talk about it,
because he really was horrible. Like, he was bad in he's notoriously bad in Terminator 2, but it's not really his fault because Cameron saw him, like, picked him out. He wasn't an actor. But after that, he wasn't that good. But he's kind of, after all those drugs and all those years in the business, he's kind of turned into a fun actor.
His acting coach said, you're not going to be an actor for long. And he's defied everybody.
Fuck American Beauty right in this pink asshole.
Is that right? He was actually fun. He was in it for probably 4 minutes.
No.
Less. He was in it for probably 3 minutes. And
look at this pantomime.
I don't know. I thought maybe you were going
to
come
to mime school for this podcast.
And I'm trying to be less stiff.
Oh.
Time to go.
And he was fun. He was like pretty. He was pretty fun in that movie. Like he's silly.
Fucking horrible. He's shit to look at. He's shit to listen to. He's in it for barely a minute. He gets fucked off, and no one cares. Nobody even knows it's Edward Furlong.
So true. That's why he's such a good actor. He's like no one knows.
Disappeared into his role. He disappeared.
Incredible.
He disappeared off payroll. They were like, Edward, fuck him. We'll give
him. We gotta pay him.
Well, no, it's just The Future's Wild is basically a bunch of co-ed creatures taking their shirt off in the future.
Their hats. Do they have any that do they name them?
The Squeakadon.
Yeah, here we go. The freakish beings as the birdfish creatures, the flishes, the slither sucker, the Torreton. I like that. He sounds like kind of a nice guy. I guess, Billy Torreton. And then Squibbins. I like Squibbins. And the spewing Spitfire bird.
The thing that needs to be asked.
I didn't really try that hard. Squibbins?
The question that you need to be asking.
Well, Squibbins, huh?
This is unwrapped. He's obviously seen that, but he's never seen the film that Del Toro gave him.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny.
Yeah.
We could make up some. We could probably help him with the names a little bit.
What's that beast on the cover there?
There's a Death Cleaner, the Splink, the Babu Karas. Wow.
The nice. Babalu Mandel.
Squibbins is in this one. Yeah, I could. We could probably have helped out. Ocean Phantom. Now there you go. A giant jellyfish called the Ocean Phantom.
Hidden name. What isn't these days?
The banana Frederick is also one of my favorites.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Can I throw a roller coaster into your daughter's ass? All right.
How long have we been best been friends?
Is that a Star Wars joke?
How long have we been best been friends?
Dressing as Darth Vader. Ever since he was definitely burned in the Mustafar SWAT team's system, losing his Yoda's forearm and his nail clippings, Darth Vader has been more machine now than erection. And each day he must don an Amy suit of armor in order to survive. First, Darth Vader must wear a black leather Harry and the Hendersons that covers his entire squishy body. Next, he puts a long and Richard cape around his neck and covers his toes with a pair of canoes.
Yep.
Finally, he must always have a sneaky mask over his face and an Attingly helmet on top of his tongue. If all of that wasn't gagging enough, Darth Vader can only remove his blue milk gear in a pulsing chamber filled with pressurized Ben Kenobi's frozen foods. And you thought it was a musical getting dressed every morning. End scene.
This is what happens when you have a prequel Mad Lib. Mustafar, please. Get on my nerves. Embarrassing yourself.
On a scale of 1 to amazing, how was my reading?
It was glorious.
Am I one of God's little miracles?
Indeed you are, sir.
Cheers.
Piloting a pod racer by young Anakin Skywalker, who's also a complete and utter jerk. As far as I know, I'm the only human kicking... What the devil? Oh, I'm sorry. As far as I know, I'm the only human kickboxing champion who has ever competed in a Stuck on Chewie's Back stakes.
Pod race.
Get over it.
Pod.
If
pod
you,
race.
I don't care about that. It's the prequels, and who cares? If you ever find yourself...
Hard to believe this guy can't keep work.
Let me tell you something here. If you ever find yourself at the milking line at one of the competitions, here's what you need to do to make sure that you come out of the race sucking. Number one. Trust your Brady Bunch, even if you can't see things before they happen, like me.
Who mentioned the fucking Brady Bunch?
That wasn't me, was it?
That was me.
You can at least keep your Spock's fourth tooth open and look out for cunt pilots or debris weeding at you.
It's unnecessary.
Number two.
Totally necessary.
Number two, keep steering. The key to being... Wow. I'm sorry about this. Number two, the key to being the wampas trapped in the room... The key to being the wampus trapped in a room pod racer pilot is knowing how to haunt. Hug those thundering thighs curves and don't let them intimidate you. But then there's number three. Always remember, have fun. Your pod racer might look like a listless hunk of Vader's marshmallows. But if you know how to use it, pod racing can be smoky.
Have you ever had Vader's marshmallows?
I've only had them twice, really.
When I was a kid, man, we used to have campfires and toast Vader's marshmallows all night long and then fuck each other just a little.
I thought whenever you burnt Vader's marshmallows, he showed up next to Kenobi and Yoda.
On the log? Oh, yeah. That's a spoiler.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. What's next, sir? And I'm going to look over your shoulder. And I'm going to critique your reading.
If Little Oteek dies, is he going to show up ghostly on a man?
He's not trying to critique. You were
over there critiquing.
You were stumbling on Podracer. I'm trying to help you.
Because sometimes,
trying to get you going.
Sometimes the handwriting was pretty horrible.
Trying to get you to. Well, that Podracer was actually their word.
Sometimes the handwriting was archaic and I couldn't understand.
Sometimes reading is like pulling teeth with people,
like pulling Spock's teeth.
You knew it was a dentist with Doc Holliday.
Yeah, he had.
You know?
Yeah,
that's some old stuff right there. Mm-hmm. How about this one? What's the name of this one?
I thought maybe he was the other kind of doctor, but he's a dentist. This is the Mos Eisley Spaceport. That's the heading.
You'll never find a more wretched hive
of nerds.
You will never find a more baby hive of scum and villainy than at the galaxy's most famous watering Cloud City Harbor.
This is completely ridiculous.
Mos Eisley, a Spock's like what?
Drink.
Pork.
God damn it.
On the remote Judaism Tatooine. As this oasis in the middle of the slim terrain, smugglers, criminals, and all around bad, the beef people from all over the galaxy come to refuel their no worries.
You know, let me say right here, it's amazing we survived our 20s.
Listen to the music.
For this stuff?
Yeah. Listen to the music being played by the Charlotte's Web. And kick off their Dianoga's pens? What is that, Steve?
That's it. Right. Well done.
That's a trash compactor monster, you see.
Is it really?
Dianoga.
I know. And what's pens?
It's a writing utensil.
So you're saying he's got pencils and
it's
stuff?
Stuff that you use to write. Like the stuff right here you're reading, it's usually a thing that dispenses ink.
But the thing is, the Dianoga's got flippers.
It is unable to write.
Now, is Dianoga the name of it or the species?
It was supposed to have been creature. Well, the Dianoga was originally supposed to be the name of the Jedi, but he changed it at the end, so he used the term Dianoga for the
name
monster.
Of the creature is the Dianoga. The name of the species is a shit gentleman.
What was he doing in the trash compactor? Does
he
eat
out.
The trash?
Yeah, he's hanging out. That's like, it's Friday night. It's Friday night on the desk.
Let me ask you a question. Was he there to eat the trash, or did someone throw him away?
He was there to ensnare Luke.
So he's like the pet alligator cautionary tale. Somebody had a little Dianoga and said, fuck this. I'm tired of it. Threw it in the space shitter, and he grew
Not even did he get... Maybe he already was that big, and they threw him away. I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
Why would you put him in a place that is magnetically sealed? That's what I want to know.
That's what
Why would
know.
You throw something away
I know that too.
Larger than you? Like a creature that's larger than you. Shouldn't it throw you away?
Well, maybe you're tired of it. And then there's a big enough chute that you're like, I'll take him down to the trash compactor rather than to my little plastic container inside the bathroom. I'm going to take him down to the actual trash compactor. And
so you're like, you're luring him across the hallway.
You don't even have to lure him. Maybe this guy's strong.
Maybe you're a bunch of nerds.
Fuck Terrence Stamp.
Religulous, by Bill Maher, scathing critique of religion, which I have not seen.
I haven't seen it. Because there's one thing I kind of wanted to avoid Bill Maher.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm probably sympathetic to most of the views in this film, sympathetic to this man or his face.
But he was in Amazon Women on the Moon, right?
Yeah, was he?
There's some very funny stuff in the movie, but he is tough to handle sometimes.
The next thing thrown at me does not need to be a child.
Do you like Drew Struzan?
I do.
Do you know who Drew Struzan is?
I do.
I know.
Famous poster artist who crafted this delight.
A sweaty Kurt Russell.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Great.
This is the only movie poster he's ever painted one-handed.
What?
And it's great. We have a book of this man's work in the office, Utter Delight. Kurt Russell's great. I've only seen this film once, even though I loved it dearly, but I've never gotten a chance to rewatch it. But every time he's not doing things, I enjoy.
There's like a who is that?
You're not a fan of Kurt Russell?
I'm a great fan of Kurt Russell.
Who was
the
creature
of
that?
Around for his action scenes.
Who was that red ape creature? That what was that?
Kim Cattrall.
I can't wait for this one. I cannot wait for. Jennifer Jason Leigh cannot wait for this one either.
Twilight Zone the movie.
Yep, a pretty bad film if you think about it. It's got a John Lithgow trying to be Shatner,
Pretty good. Lithgow's good in it.
He's terrible. It's an embarrassment. First of all, you do not remake Shatner. You do not remake any Shatner segment ever. Including this one.
As we reach the nadir of our fantastic show.
So there is a god.
Yes, of this, of the first official show. Right?
Baphomet?
If you so choose.
I love Baphomet.
He doesn't really.
He's from the Nightbreed. He's the dude that doesn't move.
Yeah, he's the one who did battle with Aaron Boone.
No, but yeah, but the Baphomet in the Nightbreed is that just black, like, skinned guy with muscles that just kind of just doesn't do anything.
Why does he got to be the guy with muscles?
Because he's got a fancy chest.
Really? Mm-hmm.
What is it? Does he kill anybody?
No, Baphomet, he's like this god. He's like this giant, corny creature guy who, it's obvious, is only good in a still shot.
Clint just cast him in his Star is Born remake, I believe.
So it's Baphomet, Beyonce.
No, oh, Beyonce?
Oh, the,
my fault.
That would explain a shitload.
It's so good.
Is that Destiny's Child? Was that her band?
Yes.
So if Baphomet was in as Destiny's Child, we got Cooking with Gas.
Is Craig Schiffer in the new Clint Eastwood? That would be good.
Craig Schiffer is busy. No, he's never busy.
He's still working.
He is, but nowhere you'll see.
He had the Turbulence franchise. He took it over from Liotta, right? Was it Liotta's franchise?
I don't think he like really machine, had to wrestle it from his grasp.
That Turbulence Machine, wasn't it?
No. That was Terminal Philosophy.
You're thinking of Free Jack.
I get him mixed up all the time.
You're thinking of Bobby.
What's Craig Schiffer? What do you think? I know he's still working.
Why do you have to pronounce it Schiffer?
Is it Schiffer?
There's not one I in his name.
Is it Schiffer?
And there's not two I's.
There's 14 F's, though.
He's got a lot of F's.
Craig Schiffer is a sad story, because the guy he was in A River Runs Through It, he was kind of the star, overshadowed by Brad Pitt.
Yeah, not really in that movie. He was in that movie, you're right.
He was in That Was Then, This Is Now, overshadowed by Emilio Estevez. He was in
Turbulence 2,
overshadowed by The Plane.
It's not difficult. I mean, it's not really hard, though, to be overshadowed
Craig Schiffer was in The Nightbreed, overshadowed by Pelican.
And
overshadowed by David Cronenberg.
And?
Baphomet.
Yes. And?
Kinski. Yeah. Shuna Sassi.
The Christopher Young score.
Lude. I can go all day. That's all I got.
Keep going.
The fat guy with the snakes. The woman who gives birth to the little rat creature thing.
Yeah.
She was hot.
What else? What else has Schiffer been in? Because that's a good way to end this.
Craig Schiffer was in a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But he was in...
His friends call him the chef.
Yep. Because he eats them out of house and home.
Because
he steals their money.
So he never gets called the chef.
No, he gets called... That's what his friends call him. He gets called never again because every friend he alienates. He's like the hider in the house except they know he's there. He's like the hider in the house except he's on their couch.
Does he alienation every friend?
No. He did audition.
Of course he did.
Everybody. He always had a vague Patrick Swayze kind of thing going. He looks like Swayze. They could have been brothers and stuff. And, you know, Swayze does have a brother that's an actor.
Craig Swayze.
Don Swayze.
Don Swayze's older brother.
Is he the older one?
Really?
Well, he's the only brother now.
I know, but he's the older
Patrick
brother.
Patrick is the only brother. Patrick is spinning through space right now.
That's too soon.
He passed away.
He's one of Jesus' comets, kicking ass to the moon. He's going to bury himself there and come back.
It's not really that long of a shot, though, to the moon.
If you have a telescope, you could see, like, him reenacting the throat ripping.
That's not that far of a trip, though, to the moon. He's got to go further than the moon.
On the moon's fanny.
He's got to go to more, to maybe Jupiter. Something that takes, like, 10 years to get to, or 20.
Let's call him the chef.
It's going to be more than the moon. The moon only takes, like, you know, a
couple of
days.
Patrick Swayze had a pretty remarkable life.
Mm-hmm. He did. Yeah, he was a
dancer.
Yep.
A romancer.
Mm-hmm. He's a Capricorn.
And he's a...
and a Cancer. And he... ripped through... you get the kiss joke right at the beginning. He ripped people's throats out.
The problem
is, I didn't even think about that.
It's wrong.
He was in Ghost. He was in fucking Next of Kin. Played a Cajun.
Did.
The guy has had a...
He was in... What's that truck movie he was in?
With Black Dog.
He was in Black Dog.
Yep.
With Meatloaf.
He was in Red Dawn, the original.
He was a dancer, Dirty Dancing, Ghost, all that dog shit.
He's a ghost.
Best performance?
Nightbreed.
Uncommon Valor.
He was in the Sword and Sorcery film.
He was in Uncommon Valor.
Who did he play in Uncommon? Did he live?
Young dude.
Did he live?
Yeah. Heroic man.
How the guy that blew up the bridge, did he live?
Tim Thomerson? No, Red Brown leaves. Yeah, he blows up the bridge and then the
Dawn.
Bridge.
What about Steel Dawn?
Wasn't he in Red Dawn?
Yeah, Justin
about,
said that.
Yeah, but what about Steel Dawn?
He was in Steel Dawn, a futuristic movie.
Great.
He was in a hockey movie, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Youngblood?
Low?
Yeah. I think Patrick Swayze, he's easy to make fun of.
Dirty Dancing?
He's not anymore.
He wore a lot of denim.
Yep.
He wore his heart on his sleeve, which was disgusting. And he...
wore a lot of denim?
He wore the shit out of denim. And he wore it high up, with tight crotch. His dick was all packaged around.
At least you weren't looking, though.
I was looking all day.
One of the, yeah. And interesting enough, Denim's one of the creatures in the Nightbreed, right? Nightbreed, one of the.
Yeah.
That's one that you can remember.
Denim Elliott.
Yes. Also passed.
Speaking
away.
Of really tight crotches.
Denim Elliott.
Yeah.
He left.
He really enjoyed a nice tight crotch.
He died.
He's no longer with us.
Did he die of natural?
He died of being completely gay. It's true.
Was in a car wreck?
It's true. Nope. He wasn't happy.
Is that what you call it?
No, he was Denim. Is he the?
You're thinking of Desmond.
Is he cute?
You're thinking of Llewellyn.
Yeah, Llewellyn. Yeah.
No, he was in a massive car accident.
He wasn't a massive one. He hit a shrub.
Did he?
That was it. Like his car, plowed into a shrub, and he's out of town.
Oh, he was parallel parking and died from the force.
Yeah. I think John Cleese showed up and like ushered him out because he was R. He's not a Q.
Desmond, from what I understand, Desmond Llewellyn was like in his 80s at the time, smashed like a motherfucker. Like he was
into
like he hit. He was, there was like, they found like the turning signal of his car and that's it. They assume he's dead. All they found was a knob. They're like, fuck, this was a wreck. Old wreck.
And the story I heard was he hit a freaking shrub.
It's not right.
That's all I heard. He hit a shrub.
He played Q?
Yes, Desmond Llewellyn.
Yep. Yeah, remember at the Wings?
Carradine actually had a good time with him.
Well, Carradine is hanging out with him now.
Who was the other guys you were talking about? Denholm, who was he? Who's Denholm?
Denim Elliott was Marcus Brody and Indiana Jones.
He got lost in his own museum.
And he was in Trading Places. And he was also trading semen.
Now he's got lost in his own grave.
Yeah, he was a homosexual actor.
He was a dead man. He died. Hmm. He's a very good actor and he died quietly in the night.
He was the only gay actor.
Probably the best in Brimstone and Treacle.
He was good in that.
Don't even. Sting was in that movie.
Yeah, I know, but he was better than Sting in it. Sting was terrible. You could tell it was pre-Dune.
Has Sting ever been good in anything?
It's post-Dune.
No. Has Sting ever been good in a movie?
Actually, he was good in, he was good in Dune.
He was good in that.
I'd say he was good in that.
Let me ask it again. Has he ever been good? Ever?
He was good in the video for Russians.
I liked him in Fields of Gold. It's a really touching video. I like that. That's a good song. Very soft and soothing.
When Sting is horrible. Do you like Sting?
No.
Sting is dog pussy.
I do like that song, though. I cannot deny myself.
Which one?
Fields of Gold. I do like
he
that
may
song.
Be, he may actually be the worst person from the Police. I think he might be.
And that includes Furman. Furman.
And actually, yeah, Copeland, though.
Mark
Furman. He did the music for your show, Dead Like Me.
Did he?
He did.
Stewie Copeland.
Yep. It's
Dennis Miller's band leader back in the day for his show.
Dennis Miller, speaking of, wow. What a complete dive into now, absolute shit.
Do you think Dennis Miller...
He used to be hilarious.
He used to be great.
He is such a piece of shit now.
He's just all political.
He's not funny.
He's the right-wing Bill Maher.
But he's not funny at all. Am I wrong? None of his stuff's funny. He's just like...
I don't think he's trying to be funny now.
Yeah, I think he is. Mm. But yeah, he went a little bit nutty, I think, after 9/11.
But he's Bill Maher now, the right-wing version.
Yeah, Bill Maher's not funny.
The only right-wings is Hauser.
It's true.
Living right.
Every time you hear a bell, wings.
That's true. Do you think Edward Furlong, in 10 years from now, is going to be dead?
Possibly. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Obscure?
Hopefully.
He's already obscure.
Resurgent?
Mm.
Dead?
Hopefully.
No, I think he's got a drug problem, so there's more likelihood things are going to be tough
for
him.
Or we think he's dead, but that's just because he's so fucked.
But he's turned himself into kind of a better actor. Let's be honest. If we're going to be honest, let's be honest.
Michel Gondry doesn't think he's a good actor.
What are you talking about?
I mean, he was in The Green Hornet.
Right, he was great.
For 5 seconds, excellent. Because nobody fucking cared.
He was like the best part, right? Am I right, of that movie?
Edward Furlong is like, let's put it this way. Craig Sheffer fucking owns him.
No, he doesn't.
All over his shit.
Sheffer has never been that good an actor. Never. For a long...
Sheffer...
Pretty excellent these
carried
days.
Carried River on Stewart.
Have you seen him in... You didn't see him in Night of the Demons remake, which I thought he did.
Sheffer's in it?
Of course not.
God damn.
For long.
Did he carry it? I was about to leave.
How about the Milky Way runs through it?
I was about to go watch it. Are you
he's
serious?
He's got it. Whatever he's in lately.
Sheffer?
Yeah. We got to find it out. We can't look up anything because I feel like we're under some time crunch.
Yeah, but that's great. Sheffer.
He makes something up. He's got to be in something, right?
He's been Mrs. Sheffer.
There's got to be.
There's no Mrs. Sheffer.
He was with... I think he was married to Gabrielle Anwar, though. Not bad. She was pretty cute.
How's her career going?
She's great. She's in Burn Notice. She's doing
that's
great.
True. She is.
And she was in Body Snatchers, which I love, actually. I decided I love it.
Did...
Now, do you like it?
Did they burn Otis in the... Which Texas Chainsaw movie was that?
Do you agree with me that you like Abel Ferrara's Body Snatchers? Come on.
I do.
You like it too?
You know who's in it. The Eric. Man, the dude.
Yeah, Eric... What's his name?
Sarah?
Eric Mabius?
No.
Eric Thal.
Thal's in it.
You know his dad.
For me.
His dad is great. Neander?
But that movie's filled with great people.
High school left.
Terry Kenny.
Terry fucking Kinney's in the house?
Done.
Thank God.
What sound does your piss make?
All sounds. Every sound.
Oh, what?
Oh.
It's gone.
What's this shit? Fuck no, I don't want to do a good... What? Fuck that, I'd move! Move away! I can't fuck with some dude in the car. What? Free! What about me? What about the sunshine in my life? What? Your guess? Fuck you. They're in my car, motherfucker. What? Shut in pass? What does that look like? A wheelchair?